Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Everybody, welcome back to a new episode of Her with Amina Brown. And I want to talk about food today. Y'all know that I love talking about favorite things. And so this episode is going to be about my favorite ATL eats. So for people who are planning a trip to Atlanta, these are the things I would tell you. I cannot tell y'all how many people I meet and they don't know me. We just meet each other. Sometimes it's from work or whatever. And they're always like, oh yeah, I'm getting ready to go to Atlanta, or I'd love to come to Atlanta. And I always tell them, if you need food recommendations, I got you. I might not be able to tell you all of the other tourist things to do in our city, but if you have need of eating recommendations, I got you. So that's what this episode is for. So that way, if you have some friends that are like, oh my gosh, I'm coming to Atlanta, you can be like, don't forget to go listen to this episode. Mm-hmm. I have lived in Atlanta since 1998. So what is that? 24 years this year? Wow. And we're actually exactly at 24 years because I am pretty sure I was moving into the dorm at Spelman College around this time of year in 1998. So I have lived here all of my adult life without moving. And that's always kind of interesting for a person that moved a lot growing up. You know, it is so wild to me that I actually have lived someplace for 24 years when I think the longest I'd lived anywhere growing up was maybe 6 years. I think San Antonio, Texas, which is why I claim that as my hometown, just because I lived there the longest of all my years, you know, growing up. But now Atlanta's home. I'm not a Georgia peach. I think Georgia peaches are those who were born and raised in Georgia. So I'm trying to campaign for being able to call myself a Georgia nectarine. Or maybe a Georgia plum, because I'm not sure if nectarines are even like a fruit that grows here in Georgia. So let's talk about some favorite eats. Number one, favorite soul food restaurant for me, hands down, is the Busy Bee Cafe. And let me tell you what is kind of sad about this. I did not discover Busy Bees until after I graduated from college, even though Busy Bees was right there, almost sitting on the campus of Clark Atlanta. And if you're not familiar with this part of Atlanta, there is the Atlanta University Center, which includes Clark Atlanta, Spelman College, Morehouse College, the Interdenominational Theological Center, Morehouse School of Medicine, and now again includes Morris Brown College. Morris Brown was kind of out of commission dealing with some financial issues and accreditation issues. But as of this recording, Morris Brown is back up and running. So now the Atlanta University Center, or the AUC, as we called it, is pretty much back to what it was like when I moved here in 98. So you could really be walking on Clark Atlanta's campus and you could probably like throw a rock and hit Busy Bees. Like Busy Bees is almost on Clark Atlanta's campus. And I never went there my whole time of college. Wow. Wow. Currently, due to the pandemic, you cannot actually go and sit down in Busy Bees. All of the orders are to go, which if you're in town, it is still worth ordering this for delivery. It is still worth going there to pick it up. However, there was something really special about being inside of Busy Bees. Busy Bees is, as I heard all of the Southern women I grew up around would say, Busy Bees is this big. Did y'all grow up around Black women like that? That's how they would describe the size of something by the snap of a finger. Love to see it. So Busy Bees is a small little place. You know, it only has several tables in it. Maybe it is not one of the larger sort of Southern or soul food restaurants that we have in Atlanta. But for me, it is still the best and most consistent. The macaroni and cheese, the fried chicken. I pretty much stay in that zone. I'm macaroni and cheese, fried chicken, collard greens, yeast roll, the peach cobbler. That's pretty much the zone I stay in. If I step out of that, maybe I'm blackberry cobbler. Maybe I'm turnip greens, but 9 times out of 10, I am still fried chicken. Every now and then I will get the fried catfish, but I typically am only getting that if we also did an order of the fried chicken. What I loved about going to Busy Bees in person was when you would get there, it would have like a hostess sign, but the hostess was also like behind the bar, like multitasking. So the hostess would be behind the bar, like taking orders and also greeting people and pulling together to go orders. And it was such a wonderful place to go and be in person because, you know, after I started going there after college, I think honestly what made me start going there is that fried chicken is like my husband's love language. So I want to say he had a birthday or something like early on in our marriage. And I was like, I need to find out who makes the best fried chicken. And I can't remember if I took him there or if I went there and got food. I honestly can't remember, y'all. And I was like, when I actually drove up to the place and realized where I was and thought to myself, oh my gosh, why have I waited so late to discover this? So I remember walking into the restaurant, the hostess who is doing 3 or 4 other things, she's like, hey, baby, how you doing? You looking for a seat? You looking to have a seat, honey? And I told her yes. And however many people, you know, were with me. And she was like, okay, baby, go ahead and have a seat. We're going to get you a seat in just a little while, okay? And then I remember 2 gentlemen walked in after me who looked like they were probably, you know, around college age. They smell of weed, okay? And I think they're regulars. So she looks at them and she says, oh, baby, y'all wanted to go order, huh? And they were like, you know, yes, that's what we want. She was like, okay, baby, go ahead. Let me know what you want to order. Go ahead and let me know. It was just such a wonderful way that she is just gathering everyone together so quickly. Oh, yes. Then, as many of you know, I had a long period of time in my career that I worked in white evangelical sort of Christian market, in a sense, the organizations and businesses that were doing events, that were doing video work. You know, I did a lot of that work for a long time. And I realized after a while, you know, sometimes people would come into the city because we were doing video shoots, or sometimes they would come into the city and they'd want to, you know, have a meeting or meet up with me for a meal. And Busy Bees would always be my go-to, because if you can't handle being inside Busy Bees in the West End, being in this beautifully all Black environment, then you don't need to work with me. So there were countless times that I would invite all sorts of people from those of you that are familiar with Christian organizations. If I said some of those names, you'd be like, you invited them to Busy Bees. And yes, I did. And there were a couple of times that I was unintentionally late. I didn't mean to be late, but I was. And so here I had left, you know, these white folks sitting in Busy Bees. And depending on how comfortable or uncomfortable they looked when I got there, you know, showed me like, what are the vibes about to be if we are going to be working together on something. So I do miss Busy Bees being open and being able to be someplace you can go and eat in person. And I hope that we eventually are able to get back to that. But for now, if you're in town, is that fried chicken worth you getting a delivery? Absolutely. Yes, it is worth that. What would be my plan B if I could not go to Busy Bees? I feel like my plan B is Kevin Gillespie's restaurant Revival, which only is open, I think it's only open either Thursday through Saturday or Thursday through Sunday. But that restaurant is in Decatur, and that's a pretty solid fried chicken order. It is not soul food, but it's pretty solid Southern food. That would probably be my other replacement. And my other one that was really my top replacement was Ford Fry's restaurant, JCT Kitchen, but RIP, because that restaurant is closed down now. So it's really Busy Bees for me. And if you can't get Busy Bees, you can give Revival a try. All right. Favorite donuts, y'all. It's a lot of good donuts to be had in Atlanta. But my favorite, you know, when I was growing up, if you had a church that you grew up in, or your church that you went to was considered to be your home church, right? So then if you moved, you could decide, were you feeling like you were going to be at home enough in your new city or whatever that you were going to get a new home church? Or were you like, I don't really rock with my new city like that. I'm going to remain a member of my home church. You know, you're going to send your offerings or whatever back there. You know, once streaming and different things came into play, you're going to listen to the sermons and stuff like that, you know. And so I'm bringing this principle of home church over into home donut place. And Revolution Donuts is my home donut place. I don't care where I travel. I don't care what other donuts they make out there. And there's a lot of wonderful donuts to be had. Shout out to my sister-in-law and our pop-up podcast, Here for the Donuts. We haven't recorded in a while, but if you never heard me say that we had that podcast, the episodes are out there for you to listen to our shenanigans. And so we've had a lot of time to travel even and go to different donut spots. And I still just, Revolution Donuts is still my home donut place. And I'm going to tell y'all how I discovered Revolution Donuts. I went through a period of time where I was having a lot of health issues, and particularly very hormonal issues, right? And so typically, many of you that may have had issues with your hormones as well, or having hormonal imbalance and things like that, typically somebody's going to start talking to you about your diet, because we do eat foods that also may cause reaction in our hormones, right? And so one of the recommendations I was given during that time was to go dairy free, which just felt like, what is life if I'm going to go dairy free? Yikes. But I was like, I got to do this. I got to try and feel better. So I went a year cold turkey, no dairy. But I craved donuts so bad, you know, and the only donuts I really knew was Krispy Kreme and Dunkin' Donuts. You know, that was it. So I was just like, how am I going to solve this? And I had learned to cook a lot of things myself, because there were quite a few things that I had to stop eating at that time. So there were some things that I just had to learn how to make myself, because I was never going to find a restaurant that was going to know how to make a version of whatever that was without all of the things that I couldn't eat because of my dietary restrictions. So I just decided on a whim to Google vegan donuts, and I figured either a place is going to come up or a recipe. And Revolution Donuts came up because I think at that time they had just opened, probably within the last year or so from when I had had to change my diet. And so I went over there and just really got my life together. I remember the first donut that one of the first donuts I had there that really amazed me. They made a vegan creme brulee donut. So it was a yeast donut fried, as yeast donuts are, but filled with vegan like creme brulee custard. And then it had like the candied part of the creme brulee over the top of the donut. I mean, it was amazing. It was amazing. So that's still my home donut place. Like, I have some meetings that if I'm the one that needs to bring food or snacks or whatever, it is going to be donuts for me. And it is specifically going to be Revolution Donuts. So if you are a dairy-free person, if you're vegan, I really recommend Revolution Donuts. They don't just have vegan donuts, but I would say a large portion of the menu is vegan or dairy-free. And for my folks who are gluten-free or have gluten sensitivity, they do have a couple of donuts that they typically, I think they're not typically gluten-free, but they make some that are low gluten if you are able to tolerate that type of thing. And then they have some donuts that have all the cheese or all the dairy, all the meat. You know, one of my favorite donuts they have is called the Crunchy Mister, which I think is based on a French sandwich. I'm sure I'm going to mispronounce it, so I'm not going to say it. But I think there's a French sandwich that it's based on. And it's sort of like I think the French sandwich is sort of this like classed up version of a ham and cheese. Right. And so it's a savory donut that has ham and bechamel. Oh, it is. If you have dietary restrictions and you're able to have times where you don't have to always be on your restrictions, that one is one that I will take for the team because it is that delicious. So I recommend Revolution Donuts. They have two locations, one in Decatur and one in, I think, what would be considered like Edgewood or Inman Park area. Love it. It's delicious. And the coffee's great for those of you who are coffee folks, too. You know, you hate when you go to a pastry place and you're suffering through kind of bad coffee. The coffee's great. The donuts are great. I recommend.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
If you are in town in Atlanta over a weekend, I do recommend Beetle Cat Restaurant's Donut Brunch. Their donuts, quiet as it's kept, are very high on my, like probably Revolutions and Beetle Cat's Donut Brunch donuts are like in my top two donut places to try in Atlanta. But you can only get Donut Brunch on the weekends, Saturday morning and that kind of brunch into early afternoon time, and Sunday at the same time, right? What I love about both donut places, though, is that they tend to have some of their donuts that they just have all year. And then they have certain donuts that come in and out of the menu based on what's seasonal, which I really love that type of stuff. So big shout out to Beetle Cat's Donut Brunch. Very delicious. And also, Beetle Cat has a signature donut brunch sandwich that's basically like in the South, there is a high value placed upon a fried chicken breakfast sandwich. If you live in the South, you will see many iterations of this. You visit the South, visit different places in the South, you will see many different iterations of this. Sometimes it's a biscuit with the fried chicken in between the biscuit. Sometimes it has an egg on it. Sometimes it has gravy. I mean, there's all sorts of things that are based upon this idea that this is the best thing you could have for breakfast, which is either a fried chicken breast or a fried chicken thigh in between two pieces of some kind of bread. Now, here's where they do this at Donut Brunch. Instead of having biscuits or toast or whatever, there are two vanilla glazed donuts in place of where the biscuit would be. There's the fried chicken. And I think it depends on, you know, when you go, sometimes the version has been different. The last version that I had also had an egg on top that you could order the egg where the egg was going to be kind of runny down the side. And then they also have like a hot sauce that you can pour on top of it. It's enough food that probably two or three people could share it, honestly, but it's one of their signature dishes that I highly recommend. Favorite donuts, Revolution and Beetle Cat's Donut Brunch. Let's talk about sandwiches. I really and truly could probably have an entire separate episode regarding sandwiches because I'm a person who really loves sandwiches. Like, I just think sandwiches are the best thing. My best combination is to have a sandwich with chips and a Coke. Just, it really, these days, sometimes I'm not Coke. I'm doing like sparkling water and, you know, trying to, you know, decrease my caffeine and my sugar, you know, things you start having to think about when you get to be in your 40s, but maybe should have thought about when you were in your 30s anyways. So I just love a good sandwich. Okay. So I have 1,000 sandwiches I could talk to you about. I was actually just telling a friend recently that I feel like if I was going to have a last meal, it's a sandwich. Like, I would be like, get me that such and such sandwich. Okay. So I'm going to tell y'all my favorite Italian sandwich. Now, this was my gateway entry into the, you know, sort of typical, I don't know if I should say typical, but sort of like your typical Italian sandwich that would have these sort of layers of Italian deli meat, would typically have like a provolone, some type of peppers, oil, herb, vinaigrette type of situation on almost like a hoagie kind of bread. Now that I've said hoagies, those of you that have been listening to the podcast know anytime I've had someone on here who lives in Philly, I'm always talking about hoagies, like, okay, I'm just going to come back to that later because I have a lot of emotional feelings about hoagies. There are not hoagies in Atlanta. I almost am wondering now if I'm into Italian sandwiches because that's the closest I get in the South to what a hoagie is like in Philly. If you live in Philly and you're listening to this, go have a hoagie today for me, okay? Because they're amazing. All right, I can get emotional. Okay, so I went to Fred's Meat and Bread, which is a fantastic sandwich stall in one of Atlanta's food halls. And those of you that may live in major cities around the country know that food halls are becoming really popular in different cities. I know Matt and I have been to a few of them in different places. And so one of ours in Atlanta is Krog Street Market, which is a smaller food hall, because our larger food hall is Ponce City Market, where there are even more restaurants and dessert, coffee places, etc. But Fred's Meat and Bread is at Krog Street Market. Krog Street Market. Why do I want to add an R to that, y'all? Is at Krog Street Market. And Fred's Meat and Bread, no lie, just has a lot of fantastic sandwiches. Their cheesesteak is fantastic. They have a steak cheesesteak with mushrooms. They have sort of your regular kind of beef cheesesteak. They have chicken cheesesteak. They have a Korean beef cheesesteak. They have a double stack burger, I want to say, that's really delicious. I really, for the most part, have not met a sandwich at Fred's Meat and Bread that I didn't like. But the one that really made me fall in love with Fred's Meat and Bread was their Italian grinder sandwich. And let me tell you something. I have a great appreciation for prosciutto. Prosciutto just, you know, it's one of those things that it's like, is it really ever the wrong thing? You know, it's like you put it on a salad, it's delicious. You have it in a charcuterie board, it's delicious. You put it on a sandwich, you know what it is? Delicious. So the Italian grinder at Fred's Meat and Bread just has a lot of layers of a lot of different types of those sort of traditional Italian deli meats. The prosciutto, the salami, you know, I mean, all of the things that you would want to have this sandwich has. Delicious. My favorite Italian sandwich is really down like two stalls away from Fred's Meat and Bread. And they're really like very, very close to each other in the running. But I have to say my favorite Italian sandwich is the Goodfella, which is at Veruni Napoli's. And Veruni Napoli is more so to me, like more of a pizza place. They actually have two locations, and the Krog Street location is the only location that makes these sandwiches. And it is similar to the Italian grinder, but done, you know, differently in Veruni Napoli style. I think what's giving it the edge for me is the bread. The bread is tasting very fresh, baked. You're getting a little bit of that taste of like what you like about a pizza dough or the calzone dough. You're getting a bit of that taste in the sandwich bread, which is wonderful. My only small gripe with Veruni Napoli is that I wish they sold chips, because I told you I just love the crunch of some chips with a sandwich. But that Goodfella sandwich, yes, favorite Italian sandwich. So if you're visiting Atlanta, or if you've just moved to Atlanta and you're looking for cool places to go, Krog Street Market is always a win. It's a great place to go by yourself and just hang out, try some things. It's a wonderful place to go if you have people visiting in town that you want to like take them somewhere, but then everybody can kind of split up and go eat whatever food they like. I mean, there's so many food choices in Krog Street. You have the Beltline right there, which for us here in Atlanta, the Beltline is really like a long walking trail that I think was built on what used to be railroad tracks. But now there are these certain areas in the city where you can kind of go and walk, and there's restaurants along the Beltline as well. So Krog Street Market is right by all of that area. So it just gives you a lot of stuff to do. I do recommend that. But if you're going to go in there, I mean, going to get one of these sandwiches is the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. Okay. Favorite bakery in the city is Southern Sweets for me, which is, I want to say, maybe in Decatur, or if it's not quite Decatur, it's near Avondale Estates. Southern Sweets is a fantastic bakery. For a lot of birthdays of different members of our family, because my husband and I both have quite a bit of family in the Atlanta area, we will go to Southern Sweets and get cake by the slice. So that way, say if it's one person's birthday and that person's cake favorite is this, but then the other three or four people like this other different cake, you can go there and get cake for maybe $6 or $7 a slice. And they do also have vegan selections of some of their desserts. They have cake and pie as well, and cheesecake also. So you have that element of sort of your traditional kind of conventional three-layer cake, as well as having your cheesecakes, your mousse cakes, your key lime pie and lemon meringue. And as a side note, they also have some pretty solid sandwiches. I feel like sandwiches are going to keep coming up here. They have some pretty solid sandwiches. Another sandwich that I'm really in love with is I love a good BLT. It's just something about the BLT that's so... It's such a simple sandwich. I mean, it's literally slices of bacon, sliced tomato, typically some iceberg lettuce and mayo. That's it. Toasted bread. That's all. And it's amazing. So typically if I'm going to Southern Sweets, or if my husband is going to Southern Sweets to pick up something for me, if there's a chance I can get their BLT and a slice of cake, I will do it. But I love their cake and I love all the varieties of cake that they have, that you can go there and try a bunch of different things and sort of get cake according to your mood. And of course, if you are having a party, or maybe you don't have to have a party and you just want a whole cake, they do have that as well, or a whole pie. You can order those in advance. And I think they do wedding cakes, all the things. Favorite bakery in the Atlanta metro area for me is Southern Sweets. I do want to give honorable mention regarding cupcakes, because I am also a cupcake connoisseur, and cupcakes in Atlanta for me have been a little touch and go. We had two larger, like, national cupcake chains here for a while. I think we still have Georgetown Cupcakes. And then we had Sprinkles Cupcakes, which I think was an original chain that was out of LA. And when Sprinkles was here, Sprinkles was my favorite cupcake. We actually had a Sprinkles ATM at Lenox Mall when Sprinkles was here. And then Sprinkles closed and I was kind of, you know, feeling disappointed, because sometimes you want to get involved in more of a cupcake scenario than you do a slice of cake, right? So my favorite cupcake place is Indulge Bakery, which is actually not too far from my neighborhood, and has a little tea place inside of it. I'm not sure that Indulge is welcoming people to be sitting inside, but they also have a drive-through. Who doesn't love a cupcake drive-through? So I recommend that as a cupcake place. I love their cupcakes. Their cupcakes are so wonderful, and I love the different combinations of flavors. And I'll tell y'all, my absolute favorite cupcake flavor is when the cake itself is chocolate, but the frosting is vanilla. And that's a rare combination in most bakeries, even for slices of cake, right? Or a three-layer cake, you would typically not have where the cake itself is like devil's food and then the icing is vanilla. But that's actually like my favorite way to have a cupcake. So big shout out to Indulge Cupcake for having a cookies and cream cupcake, which is sort of the closest I can get to what my favorite cupcake flavor is. Mm-hmm. Shout out to that. Also, let me tell y'all a small cupcake story. I remember before my husband and I got married, when I was single and I had my first apartment, sometimes to celebrate myself, or sometimes if I just had a bad week, I would go to the grocery store and I would buy the, like, what looked like the happy birthday cupcakes. You know how they came in like a thing of six? I would buy them and just bring them home to my house and enjoy them and celebrate myself, or celebrate that whatever was terrible that had happened was over with. So you treat yourself in whatever ways are good for you, okay? And if that means you need to go up in the grocery store and get you a six thing of cupcakes, I was also known for buying a whole pie, eating some of it, freezing it up by the slice so that I might put the slice in the microwave later, and boom, there I am. If I've got vanilla ice cream, I'm already right there with one of my favorite desserts. Just giving you some hacks, you know, in case you need more lower budget items that you can treat yourself to. I'm out here, people. I'm out here giving you the things. Okay, last favorite thing is wings. And wings are very important in the South. Like, when we were going through the time where they're like, we're having a wing shortage, a lot of gasps out here in Atlanta, a lot of shortage of wings. And then they were trying to sell us that, like, chicken thighs could be the same and boneless wings. I don't know anything about that. But wings are very important here in Atlanta. In particular, lemon pepper wings are very important here. Just having wing places that have a variety of flavors very important here. So my favorite wing spot, the one that my husband and I go to most often, is the Wing Bar. And I think the Wing Bar has at least two locations. And they have so many flavors of wing. And then depending on your order, you can sometimes get your order split if you wanted like two different flavors. Like sometimes I like to have lemon pepper and barbecue, but really barbecue sauce is really where it's at for me, y'all. Like when the old lady was on the commercial saying I put that shit on everything, like for me, that's barbecue sauce for me. Like I'm gonna find a way to put that on my French fries. I want it on my sandwich. You know, I just love barbecue sauce as a condiment, okay? So my favorite flavor of wing is probably barbecue sauce. And I really love the barbecue sauce at the Wing Bar. I love a crinkle fry. They have wonderful crinkle fries. You can get the crinkle fries seasoned, I think you can get them sauced and seasoned, right? So you could get the fries like with Old Bay seasoning or with more of like a Lowry's seasoning or with lemon pepper seasoning, right? Or you can get the fries sauced, but you can choose the same sauces that are available for wings. So I love a good seasoning fry. I just love a good choice there. And that's also a meal for me that always feels like a soda is where it's at. And really, it just always feels like a Coke. You know, I try a Sprite, I try a Fanta or a Sunkist or whatever, but the Coke just really, sparkling water can get you in there a little bit because you're at least getting the bubbles. But something about Coke, I don't know, y'all. I don't know. Wings, Coke, fries just always seems like the right thing. This is not one of those wing places where you are getting crudité on the side. So if crudité is a thing you're concerned with, you should cut up your celery and carrots before you do this thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Those are my favorite ATL eats. I love my city, as many of you know, this, which is why I have lived here so long and love to call it home. But I love our food scene here. I love how it's always changing and thriving. There's always new stuff to check out. So if you live in Atlanta and you're listening to this episode and you have stuff that you think I should add to this, please DM me on Instagram or Twitter and let me know, or tweet at me and let me know. Would love to hear your recommendations. And if you're visiting the city, check out these things and write back to me. Let me know if things were equally delicious to you. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see y'all next week. Her with Amina Brown is produced by Matt Owen for Soul Graffiti Productions as a part of the Seneca Women Podcast Network in partnership with iHeartRadio. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. with so many options for reducing carbon emissions. Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.